Morning, everybody. If you would pray with me this morning. Jesus, we thank you for today and that we can just be here to receive your word, Lord. I just pray that the word that you have brought today would really touch us, God, pierce our hearts, and really bring conviction as well as a hope. And that it would just draw us closer to you. Just offer up this time to you, Lord. Would you use me to speak your words faithfully and in truth and in love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you would turn with me to John chapter 8. And we're going to read 31 and 32. All right. So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, "If you continue in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Amen. Whoops. Sorry, I just lost my spot. John. Right. So right before verse 31 and 30, Jesus had just shared. And in verse 30, it says, "And he spoke these things. Many came to believe in him." And then he says, to those who came to believe in him, he says, "If you continue my words, then you are truly disciples of mine." So initially, there's this response from the people. And he recognizes, acknowledged that response was, "Oh, I believe, I believe." But Jesus kind of addresses, believing is more than just a thought, right? It's more than just like, "Oh, that sounds good." But it's about, and here it says, "If you continue in my word." In other translation, it says, "If you abide in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine." What is abiding, right? I've heard other people describe abiding, and the picture I already always received when people shared it was about like a father holding a child in his arms, and the child was abiding in his presence. Or like an eagle, and it's like under its wings, abiding, right? So I always thought, oh, it's like this, like being really close and always being very intimate. And I guess it could mean that, but turns out I was kind of off. So what is abiding? It basically means to really agree. This theologian wrote, "Abiding in his word is welcoming it, being at home with it, and living with it so continuously that it becomes part of the believer's life, a permanent influence and stimulus in every fresh advance in goodness and holiness." And so when we're talking about abiding, it really means living it out. Right? And that's how you know if it's true, right? Is when actually you take action. One of the big statements that we did at, or big points that we did at Single Life Workshop Refresh was we said, action reveals reality. Action reveals reality. That means a lot of us, most of us, we fantasize a lot, right? We fantasize about our future, like someone we might like. We fantasize about, oh, I do this too. It's like, especially those who are very romantic, right? You fantasize a lot. And I'll fantasize and I'll be like, oh yeah, tonight. Like I remember, especially early on, like Pastor Sam would share this like message about spending time with God and going on a date with God. He used to say that a lot, go on a date with God. And that's like you like, you know. And so I would like, in that moment, I would start fantasizing about, oh yeah, tonight it's gonna be amazing. Like I'm gonna like, I don't know, light a candle. I'm gonna dim the lights. I'm gonna have my lamp on my table, play worship music, and I'm gonna open up the Word, and it's gonna be so good, right? And then of course, that night comes, and it's not like that, right? I set up the environment, and then I'm there. It was almost like the romantic part was setting it up. But then when it came to actually sitting there and being in his presence, abiding in his Word, I was like so distracted. It's like 1 minute into it and I'm like, oh, like wanted to check my phone or whatever. And so that's the reality, right? And how do we know the reality is if you are able to abide in my Word, right, to really take it in, live it out, then he says, you are truly disciples of mine. That's how you know you're a true disciple. And what is the result of being a true disciple is you will know the truth and the truth will make you free. That's the result. That's amazing. And what is this truth that you will receive? Or what is the truth? John 14:6, it says, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. So the truth is Jesus, right? You will know the truth. You will know Jesus. You will know that Jesus, I mean, there's different, well, you, it's definitely, you will know that, you will know Jesus and you will know that he is your Lord and Savior and that you will receive your salvation through him. And the truth will make you free. So what is this free? And isn't this what we're all after? To be really free? Right? I mean, on one level, I'm going to go at this future, past, present. Right? We'll be free from judgment. Right? And that we would experience weeping and gnashing of teeth, going to hell. So we'll be free in heaven. Another aspect that we'll be free is, and this is a big one, I think especially, I mean, all of us here, we've received that freedom, right? We've been saved through our salvation. But then it's kind of like, okay, now what? Now what? Now that we've been saved. Well, there's also living in the present and dealing with our past, right? And so that freedom that comes is also from our sins, from our past, and also the regrets that we face in the past. And another big one is also the present. And the present is, what are we free? It's we have a purpose. Right. Sometimes we think, what is freedom? Freedom is freedom really, like we always think, oh, you know what would be the best? It would be so free. If I could just have all this free time and I could just do whatever I want, whenever I want. Right. It sounds pretty good. But most of the time, what that looks like is you have all the free time and you have no idea what to do with it. So what do you do with it? Well, people are different. You sleep a lot. You watch a lot of television. It's usually not that productive. In fact, when you're so free, have all this freedom, usually you kind of get depressed, right? Because you just don't know what to do with yourself. So what is true freedom? What does that look like? In the present, I think it's when you know exactly what to do. with your life, right? When you know exactly what you do and you know what you're doing is the best. We all want that, right? We always want the best. We don't even have a problem usually with our decisions until we realize it wasn't the best, right? Even, you know, when you buy something, you go to Shenzhen, and maybe you're buying some, I guess you shouldn't be doing this, but like counterfeit goods. And, you know, you buy this, I just always think purses, right? That's why people go there. And you're buying this purse, and it's usually like thousands of dollars, but you buy this counterfeit purse for 50 renminbi. And you're so happy until you meet someone else who got it for 30, right? And then you're like, oh, so much regret. I can't believe I did that. And so that's why we stress so much, right? We always want the best, right? And it's so stressful with, you know, it could be dating. Is this the best? And you're stressing. Next, you know, your job. Is this the best? Is this the best? And fortunately for everyone here, you have someone to go to. You have God to go to. That's what I always can't imagine. If I did not have God who would guide me, who would teach me, how do you make those decisions? It'd be so stressful, right? And so how we experience true freedom in the present is basically knowing exactly what to do with our lives, right? And the word provides that. The words of Jesus provide that. But also, you know, just as he speaks to you, provides that as well. And even for myself, because this made me kind of reflect in my life, this verse about my regrets and where I am right now. I have two big regrets in my life. One, like, as in, like, especially before I became a Christian. One, I have regret with hurting my parents because at that time I was just in my own world and I used to smoke a lot of pot and they just didn't understand it. And so when they actually did an intervention, like my mom, really careful, came up to me. It's like, Kenny, I want to talk to you about something. And she's like, I don't even think, she might have been like on the verge of tears, but I was just like, so like, I'll just do whatever I want, whenever I want. And basically shared her heart. And my response to her is, before you judge it, why don't you try it with me? Of course, she said no, thank goodness. But we've had conversations about it like since, like, and she basically shared she was so brokenhearted. And so whenever I think back to that I made my parents feel that way, such regret, right? And the second regret I have is, I mean, this also goes along with the whole thing with purpose too, was when I entered university, I had no idea what I wanted to do. So I entered into university doing computer science. And then the second year, I switched from computer science to business. I know. And then after that, I dropped out. And that's been a thing I've always really regretted. And it's also kind of always awkward for me, like, oh, like, how do I share this? Like, but anyway, so here it is. I'm a college dropout. And so that's actually what brought me to Hong Kong. I had no idea what to do with my life. And even after becoming a Christian, I had no idea what I did with my life. But for the first time in my life, I had someone to go to. And so I was seeking out God. God, you know, and part of it is the word, the promises that he has, right? His word. I did GIC. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will make your path straight. And I really took it to heart. And so I was seeking after God. And I still, sometimes God doesn't speak directly. And so you still got to figure stuff out. And so I think I tried to enter into journalism. So random. I know. So weird. I went to, I applied for journalism at Hong Kong U. And that didn't work out. And then I think out of nowhere, God kind of reminded me about my passion for, or I, what I actually enjoyed doing, what I thought was a hobby, could have been something more, which is doing my like graphic design stuff, which I was already fiddling around with, but just never occurred to me, oh, this is something you could do. And that's how I got led into doing studying and getting my degree in something called multimedia, Bachelor's of Multimedia Arts, which is basically where art meets technology. I know, that's basically like me. And so, yeah, God led me there. And so what I want to do today, as I invite Abby up, is all of us have received our salvation, you know, our we're set free from being judged. But are you experiencing freedom right now in the present? And so two things. I mean, you're here already, so, you know, that you would really hold on to God's word, his promises. But also, I wanted to allow God to speak to you right now. So if you would just bow your head, close your eyes in prayer. And right now, if there are any regrets that you're dealing with, if there is any stress from decisions that you need to make, anxiousness with experiences and circumstances you are in, just take a moment to acknowledge those things and just dialogue with God and simply just surrender it. Now, I'm just going to pray and ask God to speak to you. So, Lord, your desire for us is to be set free, that we would be so free, not just in the future, not just set free from our past, but also be free in the present right now, Lord. That is your desire, God, and that's what you have offered us. So, with those things that you know, my brothers, sisters have surrendered to you, would you come right now and speak to them? Speak to them. What do you want to give in the place of those things? So just listen. Yes, Lord, we thank you, God, that your word can come to really set us free, Lord. And your word says for us to not be anxious about anything, but in everything through prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving, that we would make our requests known to you. And your peace that transcends all understanding, would guard our heart and mind in Christ Jesus, Lord. And so we pray, I just pray that peace over us today, Lord, that peace that transcends all understanding, a peace that goes beyond just answered prayers or goes beyond circumstances. It's a peace where we put our trust and hope in you, Lord. And your word also says, blessed are those who trust in the Lord and hope in the Lord. And so, Lord, we put our trust and hope not in just your capability not just a capability to answer our prayers and needs, but we put our trust, Lord, in you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Let's just respond in worship.
Throne and all the elders. Yes, God. Thank you for your word today. And that thank you for setting us free. And the best part about you setting us free, God, one of the best things is then that we can just respond and just freely worship you as well, Lord, where we can really just, all those things that we have surrendered, we can just lay down, Lord, and we can just fix our eyes on you in wonder, fix our eyes on you and just declare, you know, your glory, God. And also, yeah, just not be so fixated on our own problems and our own life all the time, but also just have our focus on accomplishing your work and also serving each other, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. So let's cover our community now. On the list, those going through with cancer, as well as going through chemo, radiation therapy. Let's pray for strength for them to endure, to continue to seek after the Lord and draw strength from Him. Let's pray for those who are sick, but also in need of salvation. Pray for God to appear, to use those, to share His word. Also cover our community, infirmities, just going through things. You cover Lillian, she's on the end. If you know her, she has a test this Tuesday, so let's pray for just good result, for God to heal her and even just remove the brain tumor. For those who are looking for jobs, let's pray for God's provision, for God's purpose, that they would not be anxious during this time, but really also be drawing their comfort and direction from the Word of God, from His presence. Turn to our Wednesday prayers. Let's first go to our mission focus. Let's cover China, You know, there's a lot of crackdown happening in China right now. You know, underground churches being shut down and all this. So let's really cover China, especially our plants, SP Beijing and SP Shanghai. Let's cover also the Chong family and Matt and Nate's parents and just all the churches, underground churches, Christians there. Yeah. Cover the board, P-Sim, Sandro, Max, Jackie, Connie, Ken, Marcus, Sue, and also Yiling, who's the secretary. Let's cover the board, that to use them to, you know, just cover and make decisions on the church, to do it in a way that is according to God's will, to seek God first and not you know, just make use of their experience and knowledge, and for unity of the board. Also cover our fellowship ministries, the young adults, Yaman, it's our men's accountability. It's kind of just launched with, and it's a kind of in a probationary period, but if you could cover that, that group would really come together in relationship and love and trust. Also cover the men's ministry with and women's ministry with their respective retreats coming up. Pray for the logistics for people to their schedules and to really stand firm for those who are, even if they're signed up, you know, some are always on the fence about coming. And so let's pray that they would stand firm, have accountability, people to always reach out to them. Also cover SP 2.0, our, you know, for future home. Pray for the building resources, benefactor, vision fund. Finally, let's cover our house churches, Blue Pool, Causeway Bay, East Enders, Lido, Lion Rock, New Conduit, Robin Hood, TST. Pray it'd be just a good, really amazing time of coming together to fellowship, to share in God's Word, share about the sermon, and just go deeper and really encourage one another as well. Yes, Jesus, you are our hope. You are our hope, and we want to run to you for guidance, for direction, for counsel. And we know you're so good that, that you also want to provide, you want to provide us with answers as well, Lord, and affirm us so that we would be settled. And, as your children, Father, you want us not to be anxious. You want us not to be stressed. You want us to be free and be filled with hope and joy, just as any father would. And Holy Spirit, would you lead us and show us how to get there? There's all these oftentimes strongholds and baggage that can be in the way, so many distractions. But Holy Spirit, would you teach us and guide us to get there, that we would and give us boldness and endurance, Lord, to really continue to seek after you and abide in your word as well as abide in your presence. We thank you, Lord. And would you just bless everyone here today? Bless them. Bless their spirit to connect to the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit, you're the one that would lead them in their thoughts, their will especially, and also lead us even in our emotions today, and lead us in our every step. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a great day, everyone.